Chapter 28. We say on the boards. We all said the Duke was pretty smart, and there couldn't be no trouble about running daytimes. We judged we could make miles enough that night to get out of the reach of the powwow we reckoned the Duke's work in the printing office was going to make in that little town. Then we could boom right along, if we wanted to. We laid low and kept still, and never shoved out till nearly 10 o'clock. Then we slid by, pretty wide away from the town, and didn't hoist our lantern till we was clear out of sight of it. When Jim called me to take the watch at 4 in the morning, he says, "Huck, does he reckon we gwine to run across any mo' kings on this trip?" "No," I says, "I reckon not." "Well," says he, "that's all right, then. I don't mind one or two kings, but that's enough. This one's powerful drunk, and the Duke ain't much better." I found Jim had been trying to get him to talk French, so he could hear what it was like, but he said he had been in this country so long, and had so much trouble, he'd forgot it. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.